Alaska has a new road connecting Tanana on the Yukon River. It is the first road to connect a community to the system built by the state in more than 20 years. The Department of Transportation held a ceremony last week to officially open the new road. It cost about $14 million, which is comparatively cheap next to most of Alaska's road projects. It promises to reduce freight and fuel costs to the village, but is also worrying locals about negative impacts. KYC's reporter Robin traveled the one-lane road with engineers who built it and has this report.
You can't drive very fast on the 16-foot-wide gravel and dirt strip. It's what engineers call a pioneer road, which is sort of a minimum standard to be called a road at all. There isn't much sight distance around corners, and there is no shoulder on which to pull off or turn around. Jonathan Hutchinson is a DOT engineer who designed the road.
It's a 50-mile segment of road from Manly Hot Springs all the way to the Yukon River. Within that 50 miles, you're basically in the middle of nowhere. There's no services, no gas stations, there's no lodges to pull off and get amenities. And be prepared in the sense that you bring survival gear.
It now takes about 6 hours to drive from Fairbanks to Tanana. Well, almost to Tanana. The new road actually ends on the Yukon riverbank about 6 miles upstream of the village. So people have to get from the end of the road to the village in boats, or in winter across the ice. Mike Ashton says he's carefully drilled and measured the Yukon River ice for the last 3 years and built an ice road to handle the weight.
For example, if I've got 4 feet, 5 inches of ice, I've got 50 inches of ice, I can carry about 119,000 pounds roughly. I double the safety margin. So if it says I can carry 20,000 pounds, I only put 10,000 pounds on there.
The riverbank is where DOT and village officials held a ribbon cutting. Kids were let out of school to attend, and they performed a new song about the road. On the riverbank where they dance, there are signs that say, Tozitna Land, and no trespassing.
To me, this highway can go both ways. And personally, I am against it. Officially, my tribe wanted the road, so officially I'm for it too.
That's Curtis Summer of the Tanana Tribal Council. And his feelings of support and doubt are shared by many. Jeff Weltzien is the city manager for Tanana.
The city passed a resolution in support of the road, and the tribe did also. After 2 years of community discussion, there was concern that the road may put extra harvest pressure on moose and other game. The community decided that help people lower their cost of living, that the road was an important part of that.
Department of Transportation designers came to the village several times to meet the community. The community picked the route. They arranged for the road to go through land that to non-natives is private property. For some miles, the road crosses Doyon Corporation land, and the last 12 miles goes through the land held by Tozitna, the native corporation for Tanana. Shannon Earhart is the executive director for the Tanana Tribal Council. She says prices for heating fuel, firewood, and gasoline may change, along with other freight.
I think it's going to have the biggest impact right away is on individual families that do haul their own stuff. Like right now, if you buy a bed, you're limited to a twin or a full-size bed that can be flown in. So you have to wait for a barge, or if you're really ingenious and want to use a snow machine. So this will make it a lot easier, because if the road comes out, it's only 6 to 10 minutes from Tanana.
Dorothy Shockley is president of Bean Ridge, the native corporation for Manly, now just 50 road miles away. She's happy she's now only 2 hours away from family in Tanana, but fears the road will invite hunters to trespass.
We're going to hire some security patrol, and they're going to patrol the road to help protect our lands and our resources.
The new road doesn't yet have a name. This connection from Manly to the riverbank is considered phase one. Phase two, those 6 miles on the other side of the river, have an indefinite future, depending on state funding. I'm Robin, reporting in Tanana.